This is Sarah St. Clair, and you are listening to Tanya Tate Presents Skinfluencer Success Podcast.
This is Tanya Tate. Skinfluencer Success. Visualize your success. Your brand.
There you go, we're starting off.
Hello to all you wonderful people who are looking to level up your loot. I'm Tanya Tate, and this is my podcast, Tanya Tate Presents Skinfluencer Success. On today's show, 10 tips for transforming overwhelming tasks into manageable steps. And my guest is Sarah St. Clair, an experienced and published writer with a degree in journalism, an author of a debut book, Romance Costs Extra, an exhibitionist, also known as Hardcore Barbie, and an award-winning adult star who's nominated and also a content creator. We will be discussing how can you turn a fan into a returning customer. So this episode is proudly sponsored by Jonathan, our Superfan sponsor. A big shout out of gratitude to Jonathan for their generous support in making this podcast possible. And if you'd like to join Jonathan in supporting our podcast, you can become a sponsor through Patreon channel. And every contribution helps us continue and create the content that you love. And my Patreon is at Tanya Tate. So what have I been up to? Well, I've got surgery planned, breast augmentation. I'm wanting my breast implants to be replaced with a bigger size. So I had Dr. William Bruno do it, who's based in Beverly Hills. And he did my original surgery where he took the implants out from on top of the muscle and replaced them with implants under the muscle. So, you know, my old implants were like 15 years old and they were kind of low. And what people didn't realize is that I couldn't wear a normal bra. I had to wear a bra that was like a nursing bra, because where the other bras would sit, they'd sit on my ribs and it was really kind of painful. So I had the implants replaced and I was able to have the size was 485cc, but the cup size with the whole cup size smaller. And I actually got my old implants out because they were in the cupboard. I was like, they're mine. Give them to me. I'm taking them away with me when you take them out. My property. So I took them and I looked. I had 500 cc's in and they were replaced by 485 cc's. But the difference being when they're on top of the muscle, there's nothing to constrict. Now when they're under the muscle, they're constricted by the muscle. So I've booked the surgery with Dr. Bruno to put a bigger implant size in. However, we're still going to have the consult to make sure that we're on the same page, to make sure my expectations and what you can provide is similar. So fingers crossed he says that it is. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to be deciding what to do. Regardless, I went for the pre-surgery checkup. So you got to go for clearance. So I had to have my heart checked at EKG. And, you know, the usual, the blood pressure and the weight and what have you. And so I also had to go to blood tests. So that all went to plan. But I'm also packing for a trip because I've got a trip coming to UK. Yes, I'm coming back to Liverpool. I'm coming back to see all my family. So I'm so excited. I'm going to be staying with different family members, also some friends. I'm going to be going to a wedding. So my friend, I went to school with her. I've known her since we were like 7. She's getting married, so she invited me over. So me and Ozzy are going to her wedding. So it's kind of cute. I was like, what shall I wear for the wedding? And if any of you have been following me, I did go to my cousin's wedding last year in Canada. And I wore this gorgeous dress I got from David's Bridal. And it's like a salmon, a deep pink salmon color. It was lovely, like spaghetti straps, long with a split up and a kind of a frill on it. It was so nice. And I was like, you know what? I love that dress so much. I wore it once. I'm going to wear it again. I don't care. I recycle stuff. It doesn't bother me. So I'm sorted for my outfit. So I'm like, okay, I got to put Ozzy in something. So last year I got him in a t-shirt that had it was imprinted with a picture of a tuxedo. So it looked like he had a shirt and tie. And I'm like, come on, Ozzy, you know, you're a bit older. You can put a shirt on. So I've got him in just like a soft short sleeve shirt with some cargo pants in navy and like a little navy waistcoat and some little cute shoes, not like dress shoes, just like trainers, like sneakers. He's gonna look so cute. So I got him in them. I'm like, great. So we're dressed, we're ready. So super excited. And I have to tell you, when I am gonna be going back to England, I'm also gonna be going on a podcast with these lads. It's the Hot Waters Green Room podcast. It's in Liverpool City Centre. It's really popular. It's a podcast. It's a comedy club. It's online. It's in person. So I was watching some of the clips, you know, and the lads, Tony Carroll and Jamie Hutchinson, they're the two lads that do this podcast. And I just started, I was like, these lads are great. I'd like it. Comment on a few. And then next minute, Danny hits me back up and he's the producer for the show. And he's like, do you want to be a guest? And I went, oh yeah, I'll be a guest. Hey, you lads are great. So Danny was great, setting it all up, all backwards and forwards, finding out dates, times, everything. And I went, you know what? I think the lads, you know, when you watch the podcast, they talk a lot about sexual things. And honestly, you know, I think they need a little bit of a muddly touch, especially Tony. I've sent them some toys. Yeah. Kiru toys. And Kiru is a toy company that I've got a collaboration with, and they do a Feel Tanya Stroker. And it's a stroker toy, and it's made from a mold of my intimate lady parts. So I'm going to be sending that over to them. I'll see how they get on. Now, I don't know if Jamie's going to be so up for it, but I reckon Tony. I'm expecting some kind of feedback. So let's see. The gifts are on the way to them anyway. The lad's going to be super happy. It's going to be in a live studio audience, so I can't wait. It's going to be on a Thursday night in Liverpool, and they've got a new location out, Blackstock Market, Liverpool City Centre. So, you know, a lot of the fans, a lot of you people are always like, how can we meet you? How can we meet you? Well, this is how you can meet me. You'll be following me on my social media and you find out when I'm at these different events. The last event I was at AVN in Las Vegas. This time I'm going to be in Liverpool, my home city. I can't wait. It's going to be great. But yeah, when I'm leading up to a trip, it always like gets a lot for me. There's always like a lot of stuff going on. I'm trying to like schedule everything. I'm trying to pack. Like I'm getting asked a lot of questions. You've got to still stop to do your candid pictures, your social media. You still got to be doing, you know, there's times when I've got to be sitting on my OnlyFans, when I've got to be sitting on my Minx. I've got to schedule everything. So things are going to start going off while I'm away. It's a really super busy time. And I always find that I get quite overwhelmed with things. Just trying to cram everything in. But, you know, sometimes you just got to like take a step back. And I'm sure a lot of you have this problem as well, you know, when you're going somewhere or you're doing something or there's just so much going on, or just sometimes work in general, life in general, you're just getting overwhelmed. But I want to give you some 10 tips on how to tackle overwhelming tasks. So by breaking them down into more manageable steps. And so by implementing these tips, you can effectively break down these overwhelming tasks and put them into like smaller, more manageable bite-sized pieces. And by doing that, it makes them easier to tackle. And ultimately, it's going to lead to greater success and productivity. So first off, it's like to start with a plan. You know, take a moment to outline what's the tasks ahead and identify all the pieces that go in here and prioritize them based on importance and urgency. It could just be getting a list and writing it down on a piece of paper and noting down which one you want to start with, which one you want to do in order, which is the most important for you to do. So for me, it's like, what have I got to do before I go away? What are the most important things that I need to do first? And everything else is going to follow behind it. And what things can I leave till I get back? You know, it's going down the priority order. And then to set some clear goals. So define specific achievable goals for each task. And just knowing what you're supposed to be doing with each task, having some more clear objectives will help you stay focused and motivated. You know, if I have to do the accounts, how far up the accounts do I have to do? Just taking little pieces, you know, I have to schedule tasks. Well, what date do I have to schedule the tasks to? So it's being more specific so I can have them written down. And then breaking it down. So divide the task into smaller, more manageable chunks. So it makes it kind of easier, less intimidating, and it allows you to tackle one piece at a time. So, you know, I've got all this scheduling to do while I'm away all these days. Well, maybe I can just kind of do a piece at a time just to make it a little bit more manageable. So it just doesn't seem like it's all being thrown at me at once. And then use some time management techniques. So like allocate a specific time slot for each of the smaller tasks. For me, I'll kind of have my schedule and my diary, and I'll know I'll work for this task on this amount of time, and then I'll take a short break, and then this task for a small amount of time, and then take a break. Focus on one thing at a time. I was saying this to myself, avoid multitasking. It can lead to decreased productivity and can give you increased stress. So instead, just try and concentrate on completing one small task before moving on to the next one. So sometimes this happens, I'll be doing something and then something will happen on my phone, I'll get sidetracked and I'll do that. Or even just prepping this podcast, I'm like, don't bother me, I'm prepping my podcast. And I get a message, I'm like, okay, I can't answer you because I'm doing my podcast. And then someone else messaged me, I'm like, oh, let me just tell her this. No, I have to try and tell myself, focus, that text can wait. So it happens like that. And it's great, you know, celebrate the milestones. So sometimes just acknowledging and celebrating your progress as you complete each of the smaller tasks. You know, I like it when I look at my little list and I can see that the check marks, I've done that. It kind of gives you a little bit of satisfaction. It kind of boosts your morale and keeps you motivated to keep going. Big one again, stay organized. So track of your progress and the remaining tasks using a to-do list, your calendars or your project management tools. So it can help you see the important details aren't going to slip through the cracks. So I do like to have a list, a to-do list, and I will put things in my calendar. And if I need to be reminded of something important, I'll put it in the calendar. Or if I'm doing something today, I might even put a reminder on my phone. An alarm will go off at a certain time and it'll tell me what the message is. Something else is to seek support. You know, sometimes we need the help from certain people. You know, don't hesitate to ask for help or maybe delegate certain tasks. Use the resources and the expertise of others. So for me, it's like I also had to get my videos up to date because I'm scheduling content, which includes videos, which includes collaborations or solos that I put up on my OnlyFans. So I did a collab, and the other person that I'm in the collab with, it's actually J-Mac, a guy called J-Mac, and we did a collab, and I was like, yeah, do you have an editor? Because I always like to find out, you know, is it going to be edited? And he said, yeah, we've got the team, it'll be edited, my team will do it. I said, oh, great. I said, when will they be doing it? The day before. I said, okay. I thought, I'm going to be in England, there's no way I can start flapping around the day before trying to schedule it. So then it was taking time and like, okay, I can either do it myself or I can delegate it. So I found somebody to edit it, get it all back to me. So I can do simple things. It didn't really need much editing the video, but it was another piece of the puzzle. It's like, this is on my to-do list. Do I want to do it myself? Do I have the time to do it myself? Or is it easier to spend my time doing other things and delegate that task to somebody else? When you kind of get really busy, you need to also practice self-care. So take regular breaks, stay hydrated, make sure you get enough sleep. You know, I've sat up late because, you know, this last week, you know, I've had like late video calls, video chats, and it's great. You think, oh, it's great. You're having a lot of fun. You know, you're interacting with the fan, you know, Minx. I do get calls and chats on that. And sometimes it's like, you're just about to go to bed and then the call comes in. You're like, oh, you know, I'll stop. I won't go to bed. Yeah. And sometimes the time just goes on. But it does affect you if you don't get the right amount of sleep. You know, some people don't have to have as much sleep than others. But personally, I find I really need to get enough sleep. If I go to bed really late, I still wake up at the same time the next day. So I need to make sure I get enough sleep. And just engaging in some activities that will help you relax and recharge. You know, sometimes I'll break up my day. I'll go to the gym. I do have a weekly stretch that I go to where she really goes in deep, like a sports massage kind of stretch. So just taking time out and not working every single day. You know, I've had time in the last week. There has been time out when I've done my own stuff. You know, I've gone with Ozzy and he was great. He entered a contest, a martial arts tournament, and it was great. I took him there, support him, and he won a medal. So we're very, very proud of Ozzy. But just taking that time out, you know, a well-rested and fresh mind is better equipped to tackle the daunting tasks. So when faced with overwhelming moments, it's crucial to remember that even the smallest actions can lead to progress. So sometimes it's just getting that initial step to take it. And no matter how daunting it may seem, the first stride towards overcoming challenges and achieving your goals, sometimes that can be like the hardest step. It's like once you get into the motion, it gets easier. And when you're on in times of adversity, just finding the strength within yourself and breaking down each of the challenges into manageable steps. And it can help you navigate through the toughest of situations. So just remember, each step forward, no matter how small, brings you closer to success and reinforces your resilience. So coming up next on Skinfluencer Success, my guest is Sarah St. Clair, a published writer with a degree in journalism, author of debut book Romance Costs Extra, an exhibitionist also known as Hardcore Barbie, and an award-nominated adult star and content creator. We will be discussing how can you turn a fan into a loyal returning customer. Are you a performer, creator, or company in the adult entertainment industry looking to boost your visibility and reach? Look no further than Star Factory PR. Star Factory PR is the go-to agency for all your publicity needs in the adult entertainment world. With 2 decades of experience and a track record of success, they specialize in elevating your brand and maximizing your exposure. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting out, Star Factory PR offers tailored solutions to help you stand out in this competitive industry. From strategic media campaigns to social media management and brand development, Star Factory PR has the expertise to take your career or business to the next level. Don't miss out on the opportunity to work with the best in the business. Visit starfactorypr.com to learn more and take the first step towards success. Remember, your success is their priority. Contact Star Factory PR today and let them help you shine bright in the world of adult entertainment.
This is Tanya Tate. Skinfluencer Success.
So you're listening to Tanya Tate Presents Skinfluencer Success Podcast. How can you turn a fan into a loyal returning customer? My guest is a published writer with a degree in journalism, author of a debut book, Romance Costs Extra, an exhibitionist known as Hardcore Barbie, and an award-nominated adult star and content creator. Welcome, Sarah St. Clair, to the Skinfluencer Success Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's so lovely that we get to talk today. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited because we are going to get to your book. Because I'm excited to talk about that. But I want to talk, first of all, you know, Who is Sarah Sinclair, and what was life like for you before you got into the adult industry?
So that's a funny question. I got into the adult industry when I was like 18. So pretty much my whole adult life, I've been Sarah Sinclair. So life before, just, I don't know, this is how it's always been.
So how did you get started then, like at age 18?
I started dancing. I'm originally from Ohio, so I started dancing up there, and I met a bunch of different photographers and stuff and started doing nude modeling and then fetish work. And then finally I'm like, I'm already naked on the internet. Might as well just go for it and do porn. Now, here we are.
Yeah. What was it like, you know, going back and that first time, you know, you're going to be dancing? Was it mm-hmm. fully clothed dancing? Was it half naked or topless? Yeah. So what was it like, you know, like your first time, you know, when you're going to be doing something, it's like you're stepping out there. Can you remember it?
I wish that I had this like moment where like I was nervous, like everything was going to change and be different. But I've always been so sexual my whole life that like there was never this, oh, I'm doing something bad moment. It was just like, oh, okay, I'm naked.
You're like, I'm just going to try it. And did it just feel like natural for you to just?
I feel more comfortable in minimum clothing than I do wearing clothes. Like even when I was modeling, I would just go for it, lose all the lingerie, lose all the clothes. And people would joke, they're like, usually people have to like ease into it. I'm like, no, I'm actually more uncomfortable wearing clothes.
So you are a true exhibitionist then, Sarah?
Yes. I'm sure in a past life I lived in like some kind of nudist colony.
Sarah's like, oh, this is how I feel best. So, you know, you're doing your dancing, you was also studying as well. So when you were dancing, were you at college, university?
Yes. I have my bachelor's in journalism, and I did some master's work in art history. I wanted to write about the arts and then teach it too.
So were you dancing? Were you kind of doing your education and dancing to kind of like help finance your life?
And I'm just fundamentally lazy and don't like work.
But you know what? Dancing is work, you know, and it's not being in a where you are like using your body for some kind of way in a transaction, you know, whether it be like dancing or whether it be on a cam or whether it be like content creating, you still have to like put the effort in.
Yes, agree.
But I guess for some of it, it's like more, it feels more natural. It doesn't feel like work.
Exactly, yeah. Like the idea of going into an office every day just sounds like my own personal hell.
You're like, no, just keep me doing some fun things.
Yes.
Okay, so you started doing photography and you did some fetish work as well. So at what point did you start making, you know, movies?
When I was 18, I dabbled in an adult film and did like a handful of movies. But it wasn't until like 2016 that like I found the name Sarah Sinclair and did all this.
Are the movies of you from a long time ago, or they were more like amateur style? So they weren't really
under a different name, and I had short black hair, no boobs, no work, nothing.
So you went through a transformation?
Yeah, like completely two different people you wouldn't even recognize.
Sarah's like, you won't find me.
Don't go looking.
No, we won't go looking because we like what we see right now, Sarah. So you went from dark hair, like small chest. Mm-hmm. So was it as you were progressing through the photography that you decided that you wanted to kind of start changing your body?
I don't know. I mean, the Barbie bimbo look is something that I've always liked, but I don't know, never had the confidence to think that I could pull it off or I can be like one of those like really pretty girls. I always just assumed that I was like, you know, the little shy, mousy girl. And that's just how I am. But I don't know, like the more I got comfortable being naked, being around people, knowing that I'm good at this.
Is that what you were like then when you were younger, like really shy?
Very, very, very much. I was the nerdy girl that nobody sat with at the lunch table.
Oh, and it's such a change, isn't it? Like now, I gotta say, like when I was at school, I looked like a boy, right?
Really?
I had like, at one point, my mum thought it was great to give me like short back and sides with spiky hair. I had a thing that looked like a bowl cut one time, like that. And another time I had like short, spiky hair, like and short back and sides, and I looked like a boy. And I'm sure remember, you I didn't feel cute. And I can remember look back and I'd say to my mom, oh, mom, remember when you used to make me look like a boy? And my mom would say, well, that was the fashion then. That was like the style. And I was like, but I look like a boy. And then when I did grow my hair a bit, I had like a fringe bangs. You call them bangs. I call it a fringe. And it was to there. Mm-hmm. And I think it was to there. And I like dyed it really dark black, like big gothic. And like now, you know, when you like look back and, you know, you see like some of your school friends and you mm-hmm. think you can see, oh, they didn't change. And then I look at me and I'm like, oh, I feel like I've changed. I feel like I've completely changed. It looks like so different, you know?
Yeah, same. It's always fun going home now and people that were mean to me in high school are trying to be friends with me. I'm like, I remember how mean you were.
You're like, okay, hi, that's nice. Now I'll go and see my friends that were actually nice people.
Yes.
I know. So if you were shy, like what helped you come over your shyness and grow into yourself?
Hard question because it just progressively went away. Like I realized that, hey, people like me when I'm naked. So started doing the dancing thing. And I realized that I have a lot of regulars. I'm good at this.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, I guess like getting involved in the sex industry kind of took me out of my little shell that I was in.
Yeah. So you say you got regulars. So let's talk about that. I love this because it's, you know, how we survive is, you know, if the fans like us, if the customers are coming back to us. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice when we get repeat customers and repeat guys. So talk to me, like, what are some of your, like, strategies to, you know, we can talk about dancing or we can talk about, you know, the content creation. Like, what are some of the things that you do to try and make sure that the guy is, you know, the customer, they could be girls, they could be guys. Like, what are some of the things that you do to make them keep coming back?
Honestly, everyone just wants to feel special. So I try to, like, I don't know, remember certain things about people, like, oh, so-and-so is into golfing. Hey, how was your golf tournament? Did your team win? Or, hey, someone has a birthday coming up. Any big plans? Like, I don't know. I just try to remember little details about people's lives and check in because, I don't know, people want to be cared about.
Yeah, it is true that they do want to be cared about and they do want to be made to feel special as well, don't they?
And also, too, like, you know, like on the whole, like, content creation stuff, like, I like to go above and beyond for people. Like somebody asks for like, I want like a 5-minute JOI custom. It's not uncommon for Sarah to deliver a 7-minute one just because I like to oversell.
I think sometimes you just get carried away, don't you? You're like, you're making a custom for somebody and you're like, okay, this is what they want. And you're like, you really like the idea and you really like the script that you're running with. And then you kind of, sometimes you forget about the time. And it's like, oh, you want a 5 minutes? Well, yeah, there's a little bit longer. And it's something for the fan to be like, you know what? She delivers.
Yes, exactly. Reputation is everything.
Yeah. And yeah, it's like, is it also the experience as well that they're getting, you know, that experience, you know, because, you know, we do video chats, we do phone calls, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of ways that the fans can get to know us.
Exactly.
So is it just keeping them there, just keeping them wanting to come back, giving them that experience that they are not going to want to forget.
Exactly. All about making people feel special and wanted and cared for.
We start talking about, you know, you went from the pictures to dancing, to pictures, to movies. So how did you kind of start taking the move more into the movies and then the content creation?
I had a traumatic experience when I was 22. My best friend was murdered.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's going through a bad divorce, and literally I was on the phone with her and heard it happen. It was all sorts of awful. But from that, though, my takeaway was you never know when your last breath is going to be. So tomorrow's not guaranteed. So if you want to do something, just do it. I was so focused on having perfect grades, like trying to get into like the best programs. Like I had to do everything perfectly. And then kind of put things in perspective of you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have this little cookie cutter life that you're supposed to have. So that kind of just gave me the balls to say, I'm going to do what I want.
That must have been like, I cannot even imagine, like comprehend how that must have been, how that must have affected you.
But I don't know. I try to look at the positive of things though, because yeah, the whole situation is just awful. Something I would not wish on anybody. But yeah, it was a nice reminder of you don't like live your life for you, not what everyone wants you to do.
Yeah. You're a strong person, Sarah.
Thank you.
You're strong.
But yeah, no. So from there, I sent pictures into a few different agencies. And next thing I know, here I am, face out on the internet.
Yeah. So some of the agencies, one of the agents wanted you and you signed up with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you've done some different scenes with some of the companies. So did you start shooting for the production companies before you started like doing the content creation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I would go out to Miami, LA for a couple weeks, do scenes, and then come back home and take a few months off. That's also, I think, why like when I'm like, I've been in the industry since 2016. It's because I would go shoot and then I would be like done for a year.
Yeah, just take some time off.
Mm-hmm.
There's other things as well, you know, as well as giving the fan an amazing experience, something that you're not going to forget.
Mm-hmm.
What about like merchandising? How does merchandising fit into the Sarah St. Clair plan?
So I just recently hooked up with Fan Gear, and I have a calendar out, and like they have all sorts of fun little Sarah St. Clair items that you can jump on their website and buy. So
I think it's fangear.vip. I remember.
Yes.
It's great. I've also got a store on there. So you can go on there and you can find like different like merchandise. They have like cups and t-shirts and our calendars are out. This is great. You know, for me, it's so exciting, Sarah. It's the first time that I've ever added my own calendar.
Yes. No, same. So year after year, because I love modeling. Like doing pictures is like a fun hobby for me, honestly. So each year I'm like, I want to do a calendar. And then the end of the year comes around and I always forget. So yeah, this is my first time doing it. I was like, yes, please.
I mean, I saw the front cover of your calendar. It looks great.
Thank you. So does yours.
Thank you. So the fans, if you want to get your hands on our calendars, fangear.vip and search Sarah St. Clair, Tanya Tate on there. You can go and get a little look at that. And I want to talk to you as well. You co-authored a book, Romance Costs Extra. So tell us a little bit about your book.
So it's just a bunch of short, spicy stories. Very, very naughty stuff that I've done over time.
You're like, I get to see a little bit of it, and there are, your adventures are wild, Sarah.
Yes. No, I recount this one time where I hooked up with some guy on a golf course, like went straight for it in the golf car, middle of the day.
So it was just like, just happening.
All about giving people experiences they're never going to forget.
Yeah, I don't think he'll have ever forgotten you, Sarah. Wait, aren't you skilled at golf as well?
Yes, I've been playing my whole life.
And did you get a scholarship or?
Yes, I went to Ohio State on a golf scholarship.
So if anyone ever needs to learn to play golf, Sarah. Your book, I like that you open up in it. So did you feel once you wrote the book that the fans knowing your story can help them relate to you more as a person?
Kind of. Like I said, my book, it's a lot of just very steamy stories. I was careful about not including too much about myself, at least yet. I mean, I want to do another book once I officially get out of the industry and really open up about Sarah. But right now, I just want to be like that fun fantasy girl.
So it's more like fantasies that are in there, like yeah. Your little fantasy stories.
Erotica. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, no, like the whole point of the book is to expand your horizons, open your mind. You know what? That's naughty. Let's do it.
Yeah. I know we talked about like the traumatic experience and I love to get to like talk to people and find out, you know, if there's something that they've experienced in their life and kind of like how they got past it. So is there anything else that you can, you're a strong person, you're a confident person, you're sexually confident, but is there something that you've ever, you know, had happen in your life and, you know, you've come out the other side?
That whole incident when I was 22 really just opened my eyes that make the most of life. Absolutely. And in doing that, it's just about keep going forward. Like, it's so easy to just feel sorry for yourself, throw a big pity party, but life isn't going to wait for you. And yeah. It's up to you to make yourself happy.
Yeah. Do you still have days where it affects you, or are you stronger than that now?
So I had that incident happen at 22. And then August of 2021, another best friend.
Oh.
So having it happen twice, like lightning isn't supposed to strike twice. Why? And I still struggle with it a little bit. But I was shooting in Dallas and I came home to find my roommate, best friend, everything person dead in his room.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So that was probably the worst thing I ever went through.
Yeah.
But, and yeah, at that point I just wanted to give up. And I really, really, really thought about it for months. Just why do I even bother trying? But that's kind of when like the light bulb went off of we're wasting time. We're wasting days. We're just laying here doing nothing. So eventually got back on it. And then that's when I started creating a lot more content and embracing Sarah St. Clair.
Yeah. It was doing stuff for you that you wanted to do. You know, it rather than just letting the moment kind of take control of you. It's like, did you have to like physically sit down and say, I'm taking my life back?
Yes. Yeah. No, like my depression got so bad that I was hospitalized and everything. And when you're laying there in the hospital, you're like, how did I get here? Why? So when I got home, that was when I decided, okay, we're going to take our life back and we're going to make the most of it.
Yeah. I told you you were strong, Sarah. I could tell once we started talking, I'm just like, I could feel that you were strong, you know?
I'm very, very, very resilient.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there will be people that will be listening that will be able to empathize with you, or the people that have been in that something similar situation. You know, for me, my brother, he was 21 and he went on a night out and he had the night out of his life. And it was in February 2020 and he had the night out of his life. Well, young guy, invincible. He didn't make it. His heart stopped. And, you know, they brought him back. They had the paramedics work on him. But I flew over, and I think one of the hardest times in my life was sitting there with them knowing that they had to turn the life support machine off. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's when you lose someone in like traumatic, unexpected circumstances, it's really difficult, you know? Yeah. So what did you, like, what tips would you give people for like getting through it?
when I was grieving, everyone told me all of the cliche phrases of, you're going to be okay. You're going to learn to live a new normal. And I swear, if I ever hear the word new normal again, I'm going to lose my mind. I hated that phrase.
Yeah.
I mean, experiences like that can really make or break you. And you have to decide what you want. And for me, it was just knowing that they both loved me so much and they would not want me to just be wallowing in my bed in self-pity.
Yeah.
So a lot of it was just deciding to get up, keep going, make the most of life, since they lost theirs and I'm still lucky enough to have mine.
Yeah. I mean, I was listening to something once and it the person that was talking, I like to listen to a lot of like things on Gaia. So it can be quite spiritual. And I can remember someone sitting there and they were like, you know, we've all won the lottery ticket. We've all got a lottery ticket. Every single one of us that are on earth, we've all got a lottery ticket. And it's like, when you think of it like that, like we do, like we are so lucky to be here. And I always think, well, there must be a reason for us to be here.
Yes.
And, you know, for you, having your journey being so traumatic, that's like, for me, that feels like that's your test. That's your test to be like, you know what, I'm here and I'm going to deal with it and all the things that you're going to learn from it.
Exactly. A lot of it was just learning to appreciate life. And even when life is hard, keep going, because look at the cemeteries. There's so many people that don't have their lives.
Yeah.
The day you wake up, like you said, it's the lottery ticket.
It is. We all like a lottery ticket.
I started doing OnlyFans probably in around right before COVID. So like 2019-ish. And it's just been so fun to like get on there and just do whatever and be naughty, and people encourage it and they love it. And it's just something that, even though it's work, it's like a hobby.
Yeah.
I love, love, love playing dress up. And when I was a little girl, I was all about tea time, dress up. And now as an adult, I made a career out of playing dress up.
I love it because I saw some of your stuff. Like you had like, you know, different times of year, different themes. You've always got themes going on and like, you know, for Halloween. House
is themed everything. Halloween is my favorite time of year.
Are you a big horror fan, Sarah?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Big time. Tell
us about how you involve horror, your love of horror, and you involve it in your work.
Yes. So, like I said, Halloween is my time of year. I love all of like the really gruesome slasher movies. So I was just editing pictures earlier where I was wearing nothing but a scream mask.
Oh, he's so awesome.
So I've been making so many trips to the Halloween store. Just like, okay, I can wear this gruesome mask, but make it still look sexy. I just posted something on OnlyFans where I'm dressed as a witch and the witch has a broom. You can figure out the rest.
Like, we're going to go on a little role play here. There's the witch. And oh, my goodness. So your house is themed. I love that. I like the sign behind you.
Thank you.
I love Sarah St. Clair.
Yeah, no, like pretty much every holiday, go all out. Constantly decorating.
I love it. I'm going to have to see some more of your pictures as well. Do you have like... You got your Christmas holidays coming up, your Valentine's Day holidays.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm already stocking up on Christmas stuff for all the content.
So do you like to plan in advance? Do you like to plan a lot of your scenes in advance?
I try to. Each year I tell myself I'm going to plan and I'm going to be on top of everything. But honestly, it's usually 2 weeks before and I'm running around like a headless chicken trying to get everything done.
I think as long as the fans get to see it around the right time.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
Like, in a perfect world, I would have like 3 months in advance planned, but no.
Yeah.
I have so much respect for the girls who are consistent, like regularly have content coming out on like certain days. Like that is goals. And yeah, that's definitely a good way to keep fans and make them loyal. But maybe 2024. We'll see.
Yeah. Just, I've been trying to like get ahead of myself, and you know, what helped me is shooting with some other collaborators. sometimes I like try and pick like people that are like really on top of their stuff. Yeah. And so I'm like, I've already shot, like, we've got three, if there's three holidays coming up, I've already got the second holiday done and the third holiday done. Just yes. because I've collaborated with other people and they're like, yeah, so we'll do this one and we'll do that one. We've got Christmas and we've got Valentine's and let's, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's great. So I love it because now I've got it sitting there, it's waiting, it's done.
Yes. That is so awesome.
I'm just getting ready, you know, for the fans, because to know also like to get fans being loyal, you got to know what your fans like as well.
Exactly. Yes. My problem that I encountered was when I first started, I was doing like all the anal scenes because I was just so desperate to shoot. And obviously that's one that's in demand. Well, as my career went on, I kind of scaled back on that. And I still get people messaging me, hey, when are you shooting more anal? And it's like, yeah, I opened that can of worms. I did.
Sarah, tell me, like, what's been the highlight of your career so far?
I would say that I did a gangbang scene for Dogfart, and that is by far my most famous movie. Whenever someone's like, oh, I saw the movie that I'm like, the gangbang. We're like, yeah.
Like,
that was to celebrate out my 2 years of being in porn, and I just wanted to do something crazy and over the top. And yeah.
Nice. One of your favorite scenes. You need to go and check it out.
Yeah.
And then if you could give your younger self a piece of advice, what would it be?
Just go for it. Because there's so many things that I didn't do throughout my career. Because like, I had a boyfriend that didn't like it. I didn't want my friends to think like, oh, she's doing that. But the odds of them still being around years later, slim to none. Like, forget what people think, what they're going to say. Just go for it. At the end of the day, only you can make you happy.
Exactly. I like that. It's like, go for it. If there's something that you really want to do, just don't listen to what other people around you, what they're saying, yeah, what they think.
There was so much that I wanted to do that I just didn't, because I don't know, I'm a people pleaser and wanted to make everybody happy. And that's a lesson I had to learn of, you can't make everybody happy.
Did you feel like you were being held back from your kind of like, yes, your goals and your aspirations?
Yeah, no. So, this last time around, I was married for 2 years and he was not on board with porn and sleeping with different guys, even though we're tested, unprotected. So I just basically listened and took a couple of years off because I wanted to make everybody else happy.
Yeah. So when you met this guy, you say you were married to him for 2 years, when you met him before you kind of started dating and as you were hooking up, were you already making movies? Were you already doing some kind of, you know?
Just like dating. It's always the same. Always the same routine of, yeah, I know you're a sex worker. It's okay. I can handle it. And then 6 months to a year in, I can't handle it. I really can't. I want to be with you, but I can't do it. And then Sarah's like, oh, okay, I'll find something else to do.
Yeah. That's difficult, isn't it? Because it's like, for us, like as you know, sex workers, it's dating, you know, people have to understand this industry and you really have to have a good knowledge and understand the way it is. To know, you know, we'll make the scene, we'll make the movie, we'll be shooting the content, but it's still not real life because that's our persona on camera. And then we go home and we go back to our normal, our regular life. We do our normal stuff. You know, for me, I'm a mom. I don't shoot too much. I like to go out. I choose my collaborations. I choose the people I like to work with. And I come home and I'm like, this is great.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
But I love that I can get to do the things that I want to do. But yeah, it can be kind of difficult for someone that doesn't really understand that it's a job.
Yeah, no, like I try to explain to people all the time, like work sex and boyfriend sex are two totally, totally different things.
Yeah, it is. Well,
Because I don't know, like if you think about it, like, you know, like you have all the lights on you, you have to suck in, look pretty. The producer's like, okay, I need 5 minutes of this position and then cut and then do this. It's like, you can't really enjoy it.
Yeah. There are, you know, certain scenes, certain movies, it's, you can't do the flow. You know, it's not like real life. In real life, you can keep going. You can start when you want. Mm-hmm. But if you're shooting and you're being directed, you have to do what they're asking, you know, do the different positions. And it really is a job, you know. It's not like we're stuck in. And sometimes I shoot like POV style. Mm-hmm. So the guy will hold the camera. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I'm doing the action, doing the talking, whatever, and I'm looking up to the camera.
Yeah.
But I can't see the guy's face, like the talent that I'm working with. I can't see his face. All I can see is the camera, and it's my face looking back at me.
That's the best face to see. Come on.
Yeah. It's like, is that my face? You can get to see it, but you're not always like, it's not always a connection, is it? No. You know, sometimes it's basically what I'm saying. It's not the same as having personal experiences with someone off camera at home in your personal life.
There's no intimacy.
No, there's definitely not. Well, Sarah, I want to thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yay. And do you want to tell everybody, Sarah St. Clair, where they can find you online?
I'm Sarah St. Clair, and you can find me on Twitter at Sarah St. Clair XXX, Instagram Silly Sarah 91, and OnlyFans Sarah St. Clair XXX.
Yay. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you,
Sarah. This is Tanya Tate. Influencer success.
Thank you all for joining me on Tiny Tay Presents Skinfluencer Success podcast. When life overwhelms, remember every journey starts with a single step. In adversity, find strength within and tackle challenges one step at a time. So how do you transform overwhelming tasks into manageable steps? Share your stories of podcast-inspired personal growth. I want to hear. And who would you like to see as a guest next? And what topics or advice would you want us to explore? Your feedback is valuable, so please share your thoughts with me. You are welcome to provide feedback or ask questions related to the Skinfluencer Success podcast by using the hashtag AskTanyaTate. And feel free to comment on my latest posts on Twitter and Patreon at Tanya Tate, TikTok and YouTube at Tanya Tate Tube, or Instagram at Tanya Tate Create. Additionally, you can leave me a voice note on my SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/TanyaTate. And you might even be featured in a future episode. So let's tune in to some of my favorite SpeakPipe voice notes from this episode.
Hey, Tanya, it's Dan. You'll probably get this on your next podcast, but I want to wish you a very happy birthday. And I enjoy using your new Feel Stroker. Yesterday, I used that along with the Keon and the Power Blow. And watched one of your videos. Boy, the feeling was incredible. Again, Tanya, I want to wish you a very happy birthday. And I hope to call you again soon. Take care.
Well, Dan, thank you so much. Thank you for the birthday wishes. You know, it's never too late to wish me a happy birthday. And I love that you have been using the Tanya Tate Feel Stroker package with the key on and the power blow. Oh my God, Dan, you have it all. I love it. It's like, I love the feedback as well. It's mind blowing, Dan. And yes, you need to call me. I love that you put on a video. You can get the content to be interactive. So the Feel Stroker is the actual, it's the mold made from my intimate lady parts. And as a guy, you insert yourself into it. There's also another piece called a Keon, which is like a black box, and you can kind of, you know, you can twist the stroker in and you can control the speed and the length. So how high, how deep it goes, and also how fast it goes. And if you are hooked up, you can also connect it to content and it interacts. So whatever I'm doing in the video, the sensation is that within the stroker, because the Keon moves at the same speed that the interactive movie is. So I hope that you watch one of my interactive movies, Dan. And the Power Blow, you know, that's a new piece. It's supposed to be what it says on the tin. Power Blow, the best suction. So thanks for sharing that. And yes, you do owe me a call. We need to get that call going on soon. So Dan, let's do it. Let's listen to another voice note.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I think that was from Akash. So thank you, Akash, for the birthday wishes. Nice, simple, and sweet. Happy birthday. Let's see. Who else do we have next? Let's see.
Hey, Tanya. I have seen a few of your videos on social media, and they really look great. And those acknowledge this when you play online.
Okay, so you've seen my videos on social media. Well, thank you so much for watching them. I do have videos on social media. I do put the trailers. There's some really good trailers on my Twitter. Of course, if you do want all the really good stuff, that is on OnlyFans, ManyVids, and Minx. So you can go and check that out if you need to take a deeper look. It's all simple. It's just my name, Tanya Tate. But yeah, I did acknowledge I played it. So great. Thank you. I love the feedback. Thank you. We've got another one. Let's see who's coming next.
Tanya Tate is the best in the world in what she does. And that's not an opinion. That's what she does. And that's not an opinion, that's just the fact of life. Yeah, Team Tanya Tate, 444 Life. Love you, sweetheart. Hope to get you on the podcast really soon. Love what you do. Keep being you. And you are simply amazing. You are too sweet to be freaking sour. Love you, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. Mwah. That is from Jake. I love it. It's like, oh, you are too sweet to be sour. Of course, you know, the best in the world, Team Tanya Tate. Thank you. I love the wrestling references that you put in there, and it's great, and I'm glad that you watch, and I'm sure that I bring a smile to your face every time. So thank you. That was a fun speak pipe. So I have to say, if you are tuning into the podcast on the platforms like Apple, Amazon, or Audible, and find the content greatly inspiring, then I'd appreciate it if you'd give me a written review and 5 stars. And you can also give a 5-star rating on Spotify. And I'll be keeping an eye out and giving shout outs to viewers in upcoming episodes. So thank you guys. Thank you for the support. Keep it coming. And I really love hearing what you think about the show. And of course, if you do want to get to call me via the phone or video call, you know where you can find my premium social media channels, minx.co/Tanya Tate or onlyfans.com/Tanya Tate. And we can get on a one-on-one chat over there. You can connect with me on Twitter and Patreon at Tanya Tate, TikTok and YouTube at Tanya Tate Tube, and on Instagram at Tanya Tate Create. And for all my official links, including the premium and social media, visit my Linktree by searching Linktree Tanya Tate. It's all one word. And remember, it's not on my Linktree, it's not me. And of course, you can also tell, you know, I'm verified on Twitter, I'm verified on Instagram, and I have a lot of followers on the other platforms. I don't have private accounts, you know, it's got to be on my Linktree. If it's not on there, it's not me. So you can listen to the Skinfluencer Success podcast on skinfluencersuccess.com and on all major podcast platforms. For early access, tune into patreon.com/TanyaTate with releases on onlyfans.com/TanyaTate and also on youtube.com/TanyaTateTube. Patreon members received an exclusive sneak peek at this episode's guest reveal, along with access to behind-the-scenes clips not featured in the final video. A special shout out of appreciation goes to Rick and Nicola Ward for their support as Level Up tier members. And this episode is proudly sponsored by our superfan sponsor, Jonathan. We extend our heartfelt gratitude for Jonathan for their support. And you too can support this podcast by joining my Patreon community at Tanya Tate. This is Tanya Tate. You've been listening to the Skinfluencer Success. My goal is to help you turn overwhelming tasks into manageable steps, guiding you from small actions to significant progress. Believe in yourself. You got this. Now go out into the world and spread the love. Mwah.